Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
It's a million beers with Chris and Marie.
Sweet.
Good stuff, Marie.
Good stuff. Okay, so I have no idea because you're going to pick the topic. I'm ready. I've got my timer set. 15 minutes. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go, people.
So this last week. Not even this last week. This, you know, it's ridiculous. A couple weeks ago.
Whatever we do, let's get the timing straight.
This guy. This guy, Grant Cameron. Okay. Who's Grant. A UFO guy.
Okay.
Said that.
Grant.
Yeah.
Grant Cameron.
He put out a thing where he said essentially that a guy named by the name of Joe Firmage. Okay. Was going to be leading or was appointed to lead the National Space Council for President Donald Trump.
Ooh, Space Force!
And the UFO field
that
believes in what is known as disclosure, okay, quote unquote.
We're totally air quoting disclosure, you guys.
Collectively, mess in its pants. Everyone was just so excited about this thing.
So let me reiterate this. Let me unpack this back to you to make sure I've got this. So this Grant guy is reporting that this other guy is now this other dude's now the space czar for Space Force for UFO for Trump.
Yes.
And this is being heralded as a good thing by disclosure, by the disclosure sect in the UFO community.
Yes. So what they think is occurring, okay, is that the government is finally coming out and starting to roll out this stuff about, what's the word, about UFOs, right? That it's going to finally happen.
Oh, yeah.
That all this stuff.
That's all what the government always does.
That's 100% what the government does.
They own up immediately to stuff.
Now, here's the thing, okay? I want to read to you what the press release says. Okay.
Right, let me get my beer.
Okay. So this is from the National Working Group on New Physics. Okay.
Oh man.
Says Salt Lake City, Utah, Washington, D.C., April 23rd. Or actually it says April 23rd, 23th, 2019. So quote, the National Space Council, formed in 1989 and reestablished under the Trump administration, has appointed Joseph P. Firmage, founder and chairman of the National Working Group on New Physics, newphysicsteam.org, georgefirmage.org, a leader in the fields of advanced IP and breakthrough physics, to a new position as president of the council. This new position will be responsible for interfacing between industry and government in aerospace policies and planning. Okay, then some other stuff, whatever. Okay, quote, I am well aware of the contributions you have made to various departments of our federal government over the years. It is my great delight, privilege, and honor to write you this letter of acknowledgement and commendation of the long-standing working relationship you and I have enjoyed personally, and which you and government agencies of the United States of America have enjoyed. Your contributions have been important and significant. I have come to personally appreciate your professionalism and intellectual rigor, said Dr. Ron Pandolfi, formerly with the Central Intelligence Agency and recognized for excellence in assessments of matters of scientific and physics. And that's not a misquote. It says of matters of scientific in physics. As your work progresses, I look forward to monitoring your technological progress and impact on our society. Okay. Among the charter priorities of the National Space Council, strengthen the relationship between government and the aerospace industry. Commence the introduction of new physics programs. Strategically address the space debris problem while testing in near-Earth orbit at least three highly promising methods for rapid acceleration, while, quote, leaving no dust behind, end quote.
Where's Bigelow in all this?
Well, here's the thing, Marie.
Because he's actually a Trump supporter, too.
Okay, here's the thing, Marie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a complete lie. It's just the balls on these idiots.
Now, why is it a complete lie? Because everything they've said there sounds like words.
Okay. So here's a response that the Department of Commerce sent to a user who sent them an email. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. No such position exists, nor are we aware of any plans for it to exist. We are not familiar with the individual making the claims.
So who made it up?
It's
the kit.
It's not 100%.
Cameron dude?
It's not 100% clear.
So was it an actual position in the administration?
No.
Was it
an no. This guy just said that, hey.
This position.
I have this position now. Yeah, he just said I have this position now, and it's definitely happening. No, I mean, I guess you can, evidently. So,
if that's an option, I really haven't looked into like making just some bold-faced claims that seem sort of esoteric and seeing how that sticks. I might try that at work.
Well, so what this guy said was, right, that, well, it was, you know, Cameron says, well, it was a mistake. I didn't mean to promote this. I didn't know it wasn't real or whatever. Joe Firmage, Marie, okay? This is what Joe Firmage is famous for, okay? This is a CNN article from 1999. Silicon Valley CEO turns UFO evangelist. I'm so angry I can't even read. Silicon Valley CEO turns UFO evangelist.
Stuff on this. Okay.
Okay. Joe Firmage wants you to believe what he believes, to wit, quote, you are a homo sapien animal sitting on the top of an 8,000-mile-wide clump of geology, staring into an electronic communication system called the Internet. 2,000 revolutions around this globe since the birth of a man named Jesus. That's a more accurate picture of you in the eyes of the cosmos right now. End quote. He believes...
What was he the CEO of?
I totally
blocked you on that.
No, it's all good. It's all good. So he, He created a company called, He called a company called Sirius, S-E-R-I-U-S, which is originally a Macintosh program that then quickly grew into a database software tool. And so he sold the company to Novel Inc. for $24 million, became a vice president then, and then he left to found US Web. So he was a part of kind of like the tech boom in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, now.
Not bad.
He then, though, published a 700-page manifesto called The Truth, okay, which talks about that extraterrestrials have visited us, they've influenced our technological developments, and they're coming back.
Sweet. Did they build the pyramids? Did he get into that?
I don't even know. I never read the – I'm not going to read the damn thing. Okay. Now –
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is shoddy research, son?
Want to read the opposition research. Okay, go ahead.
So here's the thing. The National Space Council actually does exist. Okay? Remember when Trump came out and said, Space Force, we're having Space Force again.
I love Space Force.
It's actually a real thing. It's stupid as hell. And it's just, it's well, so yeah. stupid, but it was real. It was real. It was founded under Reagan, I want to say. And then it was stopped under Clinton. It was like, this is silly. Why do we have this? And then Trump brought it back because he wanted to say Space Force on TV. Now, having some way of protecting us against, you know, asteroids or whatever, having a council on space, on the use of aerospace technology for these things, I think that's a pretty good thing.
That's what the movie Armageddon was about.
I know it was, and it's a good movie, Marie. That was the first movie I cried to in a theater as like a 13-year-old chubby boy.
Really?
Yeah, I cried.
Oh, it was so good. They're going up there to you know, they might not come back.
No, he might miss a thing despite the song.
Oh,
so sad, Marie.
Solid stuff.
Now,
solid stuff.
The reason that I bring this up, besides the fact that it boils my blood with anger, is that it has not somehow this tremendous hoax, this ridiculous thing with all the typos in it, and coming from his, you know, can you imagine an official press release that then listed your blog after your name? You know, Mike Pompeo has been appointed director of the CIA, and then in parentheses, you know, MikePompeo.org, Mike Pompeo for CIA.org, you know, Zanga.com/MikeyPomps.net. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. It's insane. It is patently insane. It has not hurt their credibility one smidgen.
And why do you think that is? Just because?
Because it's stupid, Marie. It makes me so upset. It's so annoying. There's such cool stuff out there. These stories are awesome. There's, you know, people that have really scary experiences and things. I mean, everyone who listens to the show wants to hope, I think at least, we would love to think that there is an alien civilization out there, you know, who could someday come here and, you know, we could meet and it would be like Star Trek. You know what I mean? I think we all want that. But these morons on Earth are putting out these ridiculous press releases and things. And the next day, all of these people in the UFO field who, you know, oh, I don't trust the government, you know, whatever. I don't believe any of this stuff. Oh, JFK was killed by a reptilian, right? All this stuff, whatever. Literally the next day, on the same pages that were posting this stupid thing about, you know, oh my God, look at this huge thing, disclosure's coming, whatever. The next day they post stuff about, you know, well, actually, no, listen to me on this show talking about this stuff or whatever. Why? That is such a tremendous lie. How does anyone, if I was your wife, I wouldn't even trust you anymore. You know, I'd be like, what else have you been lying about?
But I mean, isn't that part and parcel of some of, you know, I don't want to say the age that we're living in, but sometimes what can happen is you can make these claims because things are moving so quickly that nobody, it's sort of like the suspension of belief to have a critical eye on them or to do any third party research on, is this true? Is this valid? Right?
Like
you just automatically react. Everyone's reacting. This is now like the 24 hour. You have to react because if you don't react, you'd miss the story.
But the
even if the story is wrong.
But the just like, I think the sheer enormity of the lie.
Yeah, but that doesn't
like it's going to get found out. It's going to get found out, though.
Dude. That's not stopping anybody for the last 2 years. You tell a lie, you do something awful. You tell a lie, you do something awful. The press. I mean the. They are bound to have to, in some ways, report out on it and report it as factually as possible. But then it's either forgotten the next week or you have such fatigue from just trying to keep up with what's happening that nobody's going to fact check that thing. I mean, look at how many times – sorry, this is now a political rant – but look at how many times this administration has bold-faced lied about things.
But I think it's a bigger – I think it's a bigger problem, though. You know what I mean? Because, or for me, it's a bigger problem because, or not a big, not a bigger problem. For me, this goes
personal.
This goes beyond politics because this was happening. These are folks that have been caught in other tremendous monumental lies before.
Okay.
This guy's first ridiculous rant was posted on the internet in 97.
Oh, this dude who wrote The Truth, the 400 page The Truth.
Yeah.
I don't actually want to buy that now. That sounds kind of good.
You don't have to buy it, Marie. It's free on the internet. Assuming his website is still up, although you could Google, it's probably been archived. But, for me, the frustration is, I suppose, it literally nothing. Like, people are just acting like it never happened. Like, this ridiculous story never came out. And...
Well, If you had your way, what would they do? What would be the proper response to this?
There is no proper response because it's UFO world and nothing matters and everything's made up anyways. But I just find it very, I think it's such a crazy story that this kind of, the president has appointed me the head of Space Force, Marie. And they put it out there without any second checks, without any background checks. Without any further analysis. It's just crazy. I don't know. It just drives me nuts. I don't understand
it. Is there a little part of you that was maybe jealous? Like maybe we should have done that first.
We totally should have done it first. I can't believe we didn't think of it. I can't believe we didn't think of it. Anyways.
Give it a week and then we'll do it.
That's it for this Million Beers.
Million Beers.
Thank you again, dear listeners, for listening to the Mad Scientist Podcast. I have been your host, Chris Cogswell, joined by my co-host,
Marie Mayhew.
If you'd like to contact the show, please send us an email at themadscientistpodcast@gmail.com. That's all one word. You can also follow us on Twitter at madscientistpod or at Team Giant Squid for Marie. And of course, you can see us on Facebook, on Instagram, and all over the internet as the Mad Scientist Podcast. And again, our logo is the one with the pumpkin head, so it's easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
If you've enjoyed the show tonight, please consider supporting us on Patreon, where the money that you give to us will help us to promote this show further, to make it better, and just to spend more time making it.
Because we love doing that.
We do love doing that. Our logo was designed by Carrie Shaheen. Our web design is done by Desdemona Howard.
Woohoo!
And our sound design is done by Jake Cardinal. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you. This has been a Damn It Chippy production.
Hey there. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo
and co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema,
our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.